This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello and welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. A lot of people ask me, okay, why are our foods depleted in minerals, and why did you come up with the idea that there's no minerals left in our food? How'd you come up with that? Well, there's multiple things that came along over my lifetime. When I was 4 years old, I began having facial tics, which are facial cramps. Nobody called it Tourette syndrome back then, but that's what it was, I'm sure. And it got progressively worse every day for 5 years. By the time I was nine, I was seriously disabled with this Tourette syndrome. And my mom took me to doctors of various types all over the place. They just threw up their hands and said, we don't know what it is. Maybe he'll outgrow it, but that obviously never happened. And then finally my mom took me to an eye doctor in St. Louis, Mary Jane Skipping, a great lady, eye doctor. And she gave me the first full physical examination I ever had when I was 9 years old, and came back and told my mom, look, he doesn't seem to have anything wrong with him. I have no idea what this is, but here's a Maybelline eyelash brush. I want you to retrain his eyelashes so his lower eyelashes go down, his upper lashes go up, and I think they're tickling his eyeballs. That's why he's having all this facial stuff and oinking like a pig. Well, I'm 9 years old, and I knew that that couldn't be true. And so, to make a long story short, next day I went to the library and school, looked up things, couldn't find anything. I looked up cramps, and sure enough, that it was a calcium deficiency. And that afternoon when I got home, ran right to the barn, began to eat the little alfalfa pellets we fed calves, because I had read the analysis tags and it said it had calcium in it. Had it for breakfast with my cereal in the morning with milk. And in 3 days' time, I was cured. I went from 5 years of getting worse, worse, worse every day to in 3 days I was cured. And I knew when I was 9 years old that there was something in those alfalfa tablets, or the minerals, something, were making me better. Well, let's go back thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. Every great culture is centered around a big river. Okay? You're looking at the Nile in Egypt. You're looking at the Ganges River in India. You're looking at the Amazon River and the big countries in the middle of and on the coast of South America, and the Mississippi and Missouri Rivers in North America. And then you're looking at the Rhine River in Germany, the Thames in England, the Volga River in Russia, and all of these rivers would flood every spring, and as they would recede, the water flood would recede, it left silt behind, which are minerals. People, for thousands of years, would plow those minerals, that silt, back into the soil, and they had a continuous renewing source of fertility of those minerals. Now, they didn't know that's what it was. They just knew that they were conserving the soil. They knew that the plants grew better when they would plow back in that silt. They didn't know that there was minerals in them. They didn't know the minerals got into the food they were eating. Well, and there was various people that knew that you wanted bottom land, you wanted floodplains, because it was the most fertile land on earth, and it was self-sustaining. Well, George Washington Carver, a slave back in the 1800s, knew that when the river didn't flood, they didn't have a good year of the crops. So he began to take the silt. He would harvest the silt, and he would drag with a hoe the mud and silt out of the rivers and fertilize his gardens with it. And he became a professor, of course, and started the Tuskegee school, which was actually a beginning agricultural school for slaves in the black community back in those days. And then there was a guy by the name of Weston Price. He was a dentist who, before the Second World War, had a hobby of taking vacations in the Pacific Islands. And he just loved taking pictures of the kids and the teenagers on these Pacific Islands, particularly their faces and their jaws, because he's a dentist, and they'd lay their tilt their heads back and he'd take a picture of their dental arches, which are perfect. And he just wrote article after article how these people eating all these raw foods are having these perfect dental arches, which is beautiful. Well, after the Second World War, he started up with his vacations to the Pacific again, the Pacific Islands. He noticed that all these kids were having narrow-pointed faces now. Their dental arches were a mess, and they had to have braces and orthodontics if they were going to have a nice arch like they used to have before the Second World War. And he attributed this change in their dental arches to going from eating raw foods to eating cooked foods. Well, he had a perfect documentation of the good arches, dental arches before the war, the bad arches after the war, but his interpretation of why missed it by 1,000 miles. Actually, what happened was, prior to the Second World War, the universal fuel in the Pacific Islands was driftwood and the husk from coconuts, that sort of thing. Anything that was carbon, they would burn, and then they would put, for fuel, then they would put the ashes in the gardens. That's where they were getting their minerals. They didn't know that. They just knew it helped the gardens grow. Well, after the Second World War, we would leave all of our electric generators behind, tanks for the natural gas and propane, and suddenly now they're not getting these wood ashes in the gardens anymore. That's why they're getting all this osteoporosis as kids in the face and their bones and so forth. It's just an amazing thing. Well, I went through all this sort of stuff. I went to the School of Agriculture, University of Missouri. My professor, Dr. William Albrecht, my cell professor, he was the world's expert on organic farming. I really spent a lot of time with him on organic farming. But his idea to actually universally be able to reestablish mineral levels in the soil was to grind up mountains. Well, that was too expensive, so I began to supplement, just like we did in animals, and it works in people just like animals. Get a hold of the books, Epigenetics, The Death of Genetic Disease Transmission, the book Dead Doctors Align, the book Rare Earths and Cures. Supplement with your 90 essential nutrients and add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Back to Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And if I go too fast for you, you can get a hold of me on docsrecipe.com, docsrecipe.com. Learn about the good food, bad food. Learn how to divide up your supplements to get maximum benefit. You can also buy books on there. It tells you all kinds of stuff. And we got the A-team in today. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Doc. How you doing today?
Okay, sir.
I know
a little bit more
Pardon?
About Doc's Recipe.
Well, it's a place where, as you said, you can get all the good food, bad food. Whoops, hold on just a second here. I think we lost Miss Brandy, and she's calling back. Okay, we got Miss Brandy on the line, too. Anyway, Doc's Recipe is a place where you can, as you said, subscribe to the podcast. You can buy books and CDs. You can get the good food, bad food list. You can find out the ORIC score of the majority of products that have high ORIC value. You can find out what cruciferous vegetables are when you tell somebody not to use them. Gosh, there's just so many things you can do at docsrecipe.com, so go check it out. How's that?
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's very good. Very, very good. Thank you so much. All right. I think that's a good place to start. Let's go up to our great Canadian neighbors here. Let's start out there.
Okay.
And Elizabeth. Okay, Elizabeth, you're on the air.
Dr. Wallach, I was diagnosed with hypervascular multinodular goiter in January 2013, and I also suffer from fatigue from time to time.
Do you have any history of asthma as a kid?
Yes.
There's a bingo. Okay, did you ever have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
Eczema, yes.
Okay. All right, how much do you weigh?
130.
All right, and how tall are you, dear?
5'8".
5'8", okay, so you're pretty slim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ms. Brandy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, what's Elizabeth's problem here? She's got a history of asthma, she's got eczema, she's got fatigue, just doesn't have the energy she'd like to have and the stamina, and she's got goiter. It's all kinds of, hypernodular, vascular, goiter. But how many nutrients, first of all, Ms. Brandy, how many nutrients does your thyroid gland need?
It needs 90, sir.
Very good. 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 aminos, and 3 fatty acids. So what's her basic underlying problem? Why is she having all these sort of obscure things going on?
Yeah, so she has a gluten intolerance, and it sounds like it's a pretty severe one. She's rather thin to be 5'8", and she's had a number of challenges going on in her health.
Okay, well, you get an A-plus on that one. You've got a bingo there. And so absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. Absolutely no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, butter, and cooking oils. Absolutely no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, oats. And we actually have a CD that goes into all the hidden places you find gluten. What CD would you have her listen to, Ms. Brandy?
Serial Killers.
Yeah, absolutely, Serial Killers. It goes into various hidden places. What's your favorite hidden place to find gluten, Ms. Brandy?
I was just thinking about that. You know, it, really people don't think about it, but it's in a lot of drinks. The malt in drinks will really affect you, like our Starbucks drinks. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they put a scoop of flour in some of those Starbucks drinks, and barley in particular. Mm-hmm. And anytime you have a malted milk that's got barley. Also, some of these coffee blends in hotel breakfast situations, those coffee blends will have barley in there because it's cheaper than the coffee beans. Of course, our Java Fit coffee is 100% coffee, so we're very proud of that. And so what protocol would you give Miss Elizabeth here?
Yes, sir. I would go with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, but then I would also add on some flora and some enzymes for her, either the Flora FX to help with the probiotics in her tummy and help begin to heal some of her intestines and just help to support the gut. And then either the root beer belly is also really, really good. And then the enzymes, I love the ultimate enzyme.
Her body weight, one before each meal, like 2 minutes before the meal, a couple hours of water. What would you do for her thyroid problem?
Thyroid Ocean's Gold.
Ocean's Gold, 2 bottles a month. That's 3 tablets twice a day. And stay away from what type of vegetables?
The cruciferous.
Yeah, cruciferous vegetables. And we go into that in docsrecipe.com, docsrecipe.com. But they basically include cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale. And there's some Chinese vegetables that are in the same family as broccoli. Can't eat those because they do interfere with thyroid function. But you got to get gluten-free, drop-dead gluten-free. That's your basic underlying problem here, Elizabeth. Call us every 2 weeks. You're going to be a new woman because you're going to be able to absorb nutrients better. You should gain about 5'8". I'd like to see you gain 10, 15 pounds, maybe even 20 pounds. And also, your fatigue should go away because you're going to be absorbing nutrients. Got to be gluten-free. And, of course, your thyroid gland also helps control metabolism and energy and body temperature and so on. All right. Let's see here.
Yes, sir. Hey, we've got about 45 seconds, but I wanted to mention my favorite spot for hidden gluten. It's amazing to me how much, quote, gluten-free oatmeal there is out there on the shelves.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
What are they doing to us with that, Doc?
There is no such thing as gluten-free oatmeal. Really should be, that should be a crime to say that because it is called gliadin. It's just another name, but the substance is the same. It's a form of a small grain protein that's in the same family as the gluten found in wheat and barley and rye. There is no such thing as gluten-free oats. Stay away from it. And we'll be back with Leslie Doctor after these messages.
Kim was suffering with MS, migraines, and hypoglycemia. For many years, she was undiagnosed, and then for 2 years after being diagnosed, she was treated with chemotherapy, among other things. And it just got worse. Then Kim called Dr. Joel Wallach.
It has been amazing. Cut my medications down to less than a third. I would say within the first week, I was seeing recognizable significant results, and within a month, it was just amazing, and even they're seeing healing in my optic nerves, almost completely healed. It's been great.
Are you suffering with a disease or ailment that needs help? Get help today. Call your Youngevity distributor at the number you'll hear during the show. That will put you in touch with one of Dr. Wallach's trained staff so you can get on the road to a happier, healthier life. Or you can call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Well, I went to the doc, and he informed me I no longer have diabetes and quit taking any of the medicine.
Well, how long did you have diabetes?
12 years off.
And then how long had you been on the Youngevity products?
About a year.
Now, isn't that phenomenal?
And one more thing, my hair is growing back.
Your hair?
I've been bald for 40 years. I've lost close to 100 pounds.
And I know your story will give hope to a lot of people who have weight challenges, who have diabetes challenges. And we actually have thousands of people a month who have the same experience that Ted does. We have people who were diabetic for 30 years. And in 30 days, their doctor declared them diabetes-free.
Did you think that you were destined to be diabetic or overweight forever? Call for a free consultation today, 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Back with Leslie Doctor, Lamar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go south. That sounds weird. Let's go south to New York from Canada. And Sylvia. Sylvia, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi, how can we help you?
Today for a 46-year-old male. He's 5 feet, 6 inches, 150 pounds. He has 4 health challenges. His kidneys are down to 10% functioning.
And is he on dialysis?
Him for dialysis.
Okay.
He has prostate cancer, and the prostates are enlarged. He has enlarged heart with high blood pressure, and he has constipation.
Enlarged heart and high blood pressure and constipation. Okay. All right. Ms. Brandy.
Yes, sir.
What do you think is going on here? He's got 4 major diseases.
Yeah.
Got constipation. What has he got going on?
Sir. He's definitely got some gluten intolerance. That's the biggest problem there, sir. Yes, sir. One of the biggest.
Yeah, that's the underlying problem because all these things are basically have to do with food, either bad foods or nutritional deficiencies, or both bad food and nutritional deficiencies. And so at 150 pounds, what would you give this guy? Because he's got kidney failure, they're talking about dialysis, so might as well just approach him nutritionally as if he already had, on dialysis. And then he's got prostate cancer, history of prostate cancer. He got an enlarged heart, which may be hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart disease, might be congestive heart failure, and he has high blood pressure. What do we do for all those things?
Oh, my. Well, I would definitely stop on, two, if he can afford it, of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, but definitely at least one. And then add on some extra selenium for the prostate and also some of the other challenges he's having going on here. I would also add on some of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets to help support the kidneys. I would might even use a little bit of the niacin because the niacin really helps support good blood flow. I would also use some of the de-stress for his heart challenges that he's had going on. And for the prostate, because that he's had some challenges there, I would still address that issue with some ProstFX. I might even stay with some Fucoid Z or some Z Radical just to keep everything under control. And I think that's a really good place to start. If she can afford or he can afford two of any of these things, that would be also very good for him.
Yeah, exactly. You hit all the nails on the head. Very, very good. Again, two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. For the kidneys, and also for the high blood pressure, they kind of go along together. The Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, go ahead and get him two bottles of that a month so he can take three twice a day. The Ultimate Cardio Sticks, I'd have him take two of those a day. There's two boxes a month. That's also to support healthy blood pressure and support healthy blood flow through the blocked arteries and the kidneys. Because what's the basic underlying problem when you have kidney failure? Is it something wrong with the kidney? Why is the kidney not working?
No, sir. The kidneys usually are fine. It's the afferent arteries that seem to get plugged. They're the filtering units that clean out the blood. And once those
They deliver the blood to the filtering units.
Okay. I apologize. Yes, sir. They do deliver the blood to the filtering unit. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so
and once
plugged,
those get plugged.
Filtering can't work. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then what will happen if the kidneys can't get the dirty blood? What do they do? What hormone do they release?
They release a hormone called renin. And renin is known to make that blood pressure go up.
That's right. And it usually is refractive to blood pressure medication. In other words, people say, I'm taking three blood pressure medications, I can't get my blood pressure down. Well, it could be they got gluten intolerance and not absorbing it. And it could also mean that it's not because, they got blood pressure from the standard reasons. It's because they have blocked afferent arteries going into the kidneys, can't get the dirty blood into the filtering units. The kidney doesn't like that. It releases a hormone called renin to drive the blood pressure up. So I think... let's see. I think that covers everything there. And the Z radical. I would go with the Z radical, 2 quarts a month, an ounce of breakfast, ounce of dinner time. And I want some. What would you give him for more auric points to support his immune system?
Oh yes, sir. I love the BTT 2.0 tablets. They have a phenomenal auric score.
Yes, so you get an A plus there, dear. Absolutely. So I'd have him take 2 bottles a month BTT 2.0 tablets, so he can take a total of 8 a day. You can divide them up over the day, but 8 a day of those tablets would be 4 from each of those bottles, and that's going to give him 320,000 auric points a day, which is going to support his immune system, and that's exactly what he needs right here. And so give us a call every couple of weeks, if you would, please. Sylvia, we want to know his blood pressure. We want to know his weight. We want to know how everything's going. Whether or not his kidneys are getting better, staying the same, getting worse, whether they put him on dialysis. Let us know what the doctor says about his enlarged heart and also the status of his prostate cancer. And we'll be back with Leslie Doctor after these messages.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We're back. Let's play Dr. Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young TV, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, it's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Tom, we're going up back north again to Canada, right back to Canada. And Selena, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm challenged with osteoarthritis and vitiligo and gluten intolerance. And I was contaminated at Christmas and New Year's, and I ate sugar then. Now I need to know how to heal a tooth abscess. I went to a dentist a week ago, and he put me on amoxicillin 500 milligrams. I'm still a little swollen and sore, so I'm not eating solids yet. Can I remineralize and heal this tooth, Dr. Wallach?
Yes, yes. Okay, first of all, how tall are you?
5'2".
And
I weigh
131. Okay. All right. Maybe a few pounds overweight, but not bad. Vitiligo is caused by a deficiency of a particular nutrient. When you have, I wrote down here you have osteoporosis of some kind. Is that correct?
Osteoarthritis.
Osteoarthritis. Okay. Arthritis. And then you have an abscessed tooth, and
correct.
You know you're gluten intolerant, and then you got contaminated gluten over Christmas. All right. So, 131 pounds, Ms. Brandy, what would you put Selena on here?
Yes, sir. I would go with the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. I would also add an extra bottle of the glucogel. I would add some extra selenium for the vitiligo to help support that. I would also go with some of the Good Herbs products. the healthy bone and tissue and good herbs. I would swish that a couple times a day. I have had experience with that one. She might even, if she's still swollen after several days on that amoxicillin, might even try spritzing some colloidal silver on her tooth. That might help. 4 or 5 times a day with a big glass of water.
Okay, that's very, very good, actually. And then, isn't there another herb that you can stop dental pain when you put a drop of this?
Yes, sir. Are we thinking about the longevity oil, clove bud?
Clove bud, you got it. Put a couple of drops of our clove bud from our Ancient Legacy Aromatherapy Oil Division. You put a drop or two using a little Q-tip and put that all around the gum and the gum line around that neck of the tooth, if you would. And that'd be drop-dead gluten-free. That'd be drop-dead gluten-free. And one healthy bone and joint pack. You got her an extra bottle of Glucogel, so you can take 15 of those a day, 5 at breakfast, lunch, dinner. I would also get her an extra bottle of Osteo.
Okay.
So she can take 2 ounces a day, 1 at breakfast, 1 at dinner time. And then give us a call every couple of weeks.
Dr. Wallach,
may
we add some Immortalium to help the stem cells for the vitiligo?
Okay, yeah, that wouldn't hurt. You know, if it's not a budgetary restraint, absolutely can add that. It'll certainly speed up the process. Immortalium is designed to actually encourage stem cells to come out of hibernation and do their jobs. It also kind of stimulates tissues to make more stem cells so they can heal faster. Doctors make the mistake with stem cells, and they will inject stem cells either intravenously or by mouth or by intramuscular under the skin. They forget to feed the stem cells. And so they only get one generation of activity, and then the stem cells all die. There's no new ones come along. And so this is why we created the Immortalium product. So that's a very good choice to make sure everything's moving in the right direction. So, Selena, give us a call every couple of weeks and follow the suggested protocol by Miss Brandy, and I think we'll be fine. We'll walk you through this, and we'll sort of adjust it if we need to. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We're back. back on Wednesday, Dr. Tomorrow Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Judy, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go all the way south, out to the way south to Georgia, also on the East Coast, but Georgia, and Lavinia. Lavinia, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wiley.
How can we help you?
Age 52, 5 foot 7, 214 pounds.
How much does she weigh?
214.
Oh, gee, 214. She's 5 foot 2, okay.
Uh-huh. She has chronic fatigue syndrome, where she has the inflammation in her head and behind her eyes. She has diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, and she sweats all the time. She has internal swelling throughout her body.
Okay, so she's got edema in her body, okay? So 5 foot two, I'd like to see her weigh 110, so she needs to lose 102, 104 pounds kind of thing here. Okay. So what do you think is the basic underlying problem for this lady that Lavinia is talking about here, Ms. Brandy?
Yes, sir. Probably a gluten intolerance, just with the consideration that she has so many different things going on.
Yep. Fatigue usually goes along with she's not absorbing enough nutrients to get all her systems working properly, right? That's fatigue.
Yes.
And then she has type 2 diabetes, okay? Mm-hmm. That's another deficiency disease. And then, of course, she's got depression, which is another deficiency disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's overweight. That's another deficiency disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yeah, she's got multiple deficiency diseases, which are almost always caused by a gluten intolerance. So what would you do for her at 214 mm-hmm. pounds?
Well, yes, sir, I would go with two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs. I would get off of all sugars. I would really clean up my diet. I would take in as many eggs as possible to help with that swelling because I feel like she's missing some protein in her diet.
Mm-hmm.
I would also add on two, possibly three, if she could afford it, of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets to address the high blood pressure. And I would also add on for the diabetes some Sweeties, maybe two bottles of the Sweeties a month.
Okay. And then two things here. What would you do for the depression?
Yes, sir. The depression, I would, the Sweeties is going to help with the depression some,
mm-hmm.
but she's definitely going to have to stay away from the sugars, even fruits in the beginning because all sugars are known for driving depression.
Okay, well, that's all quite correct. But what about, say, for brain metabolism? What product would you give her for brain metabolism?
The Synaptive. I really like the Synaptive, sir.
Okay, that's very good. Synaptive, I'd go with two bottles of that. She could take two, three of those tablets twice a day. That's
mm-hmm.
going to help with the communication between one brain cell and another. And what would you give her to lose 104 pounds?
Mm-hmm. One of my new favorite products, Rev, the protein, if she did the protein, the whole package with the protein bars, the meal replacement caramel shake, and the Rev drop, she would actually be getting some extra protein in her blood, would also help with that swelling, I think.
Yeah, I like that keto caramel shake. She can throw a couple of her eggs in there, do that twice a day, and she can use the keto caramel bar meal replacer because the carbohydrates and sugars are just about down to zero in those, and so it drives the body to burn body fat for energy and so forth, and so the keto caramel shake and the keto caramel bar meal replacer, you could do those twice a day. Her third meal, she could have salad without dressing. She could have fish, poultry, red meat, more eggs, nothing fried, no preservatives, and so forth. And put a dropper full. I actually have her get two bottles of the Rev because it's one per 50 pounds she needs to lose. She needs to lose 104 pounds. Okay, so I'd have her take two bottles of that Rev a month, a dropper full under her tongue 30 minutes for each meal. Let her absorb her old tissues. A second dropper full under her tongue 15 minutes for each meal. Let her absorb her old tissues. If she swallows it, it won't hurt her, but she won't get maximum benefit because she can't absorb it because she's got a gluten problem. Okay? And so that's kind of where I would go. And give us a call, if you would, please. Leave in here every couple of weeks. Let us know this lady's weight. Let us know her blood pressure. Let us know how her diabetes is going, and her energy levels, her stamina. And this is a gal who's going to be a great testimony. She will help so many people by you and her calling us every couple of weeks and giving a progress report. But she's going to do great on this. Of course, depression is caused by a deficiency of a single nutrient.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wiley.
And sugar makes it worse, so stay away from that sugar. Juices and fruit. You can get everything you need from juices and fruit from steamed vegetables without the sugar problem. You're very welcome, Lavinia. As usual, you're a great angel. We appreciate all you do for people. Okay. Let's go to Pennsylvania and Miss Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth, haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing?
Oh, Dr. Wallach, I'm still having trouble with the burning, but I got to tell you what I'm taking. Maybe I didn't tell you the last time.
You have to speak up a little bit, dear.
Okay. Burning in my mouth and tongue from the neuralgia. I take the Tangy, the OsteoFX, one cap of each, CardioFix for that leaky valve, you told me, Glucogel 15, and you said Ocutis 3 a day for my glaucoma, and Ultimate Daily Classic 6 a day, 4 of the D3, 2 twice a day of the D3 EFAs, and enzymes, and I've been putting CM cream, and I use that frankincense oil. Your frankincense oil that Rick.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yeah, and you know
what? Yeah, it's a great immune support. It has sort of antibiotic properties.
How long can I use? I mean, like, I only put a drop on my cheek and rub it around, and it helped, but it put me to sleep. But I used it at 10, and I used it at 1:30. That's too much, right? Didn't say on the bottle.
But one drop twice a day? That's not bad.
Can I use it more than that?
If it's making you sleepy, I wouldn't. If it's making you sleepy, I wouldn't.
Well,
okay.
What
I'm hearing here is you're not getting the maximum benefit from all these wonderful supplements you're taking. And so I think you're getting exposed to something. Ms. Brandy, what do you think Ms. Elizabeth is getting exposed to?
Yes, sir, I think it's somewhere gluten hiding somewhere in the house.
My husband. I can't get him off of it.
Okay. Well, do you have a sister or a brother, somebody living nearby to you that you can go hang out with them for a couple of months and show your husband?
Well, my sister's gluten-free. I should go to her house, but we're going to Florida, and I want to see if the weather will help me. But you mean all this should work if he would get off all the gluten, right?
If your husband will get off all the gluten. So you're cross-contaminating the laundry, the bed you're sleeping in together, the couch, everybody watches TV, food preparation services, the couch, the cupboard. You're cross-contaminated. No matter how good you are about eliminating gluten, if your husband's still eating it, you're not gluten-free. And so, you know, make some kind of pact with him. Hey, I'll pay for going to Paris if you go gluten-free for 2 months, and I'll show you how well I do. Our gluten-free diet so I can absorb these nutrients. But if you can't absorb the nutrients, it doesn't matter how many nutrients you take.
I know I'm taking.
Okay, the septic tank's going to benefit, but you're not going to benefit. And so it's imperative that he understand. And so there's choices here, okay? One, you could move in with your sister.
Florida. I'm going to stay with my sister because she is gluten-free, but.
Okay, there you go. That's a good choice. And I'm going to stay with my sister for a couple of months, and I will show you how good I feel and how good I can do when everybody in the household is gluten-free. You may have to demonstrate that to him after you get back from Florida.
Okay, I have to do
that. Okay, dear. Yeah, it's imperative because we've had the same problem for a long time here. And as long as he's cross-contaminating you, it's very frustrating for everybody, including me, right? Because I know what these things can do for you, but if you're not absorbing them, then we're just, you know, spitting in the winds, as they say.
You're the best. And I got to tell my sister, too, because she keeps bread in the house for her son. And I said he needs to be gluten-free. So I'm going to have to
tell
her she's got to get all the gluten out. I cleaned her cupboard.
Well, basically, here's what you do. What you do is you'll order the gluten-free breads from Go Foods.
Well, I get them here. You can get
them. Yeah, well, have them sent over to your sister's. You're moving over there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. And I've got to make them. Why her knees aren't completely healed.
Exactly. So that she's not completely gluten-free either because her son is eating gluten.
boyfriend that comes there.
Her boyfriend, okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell her.
We need cooperation.
I know
here,
we have to do this.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. Keep in touch. We need to know how this is going. And we'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Young Longevity Way. And let's play doctor after these messages.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
We're back. Let's play Dr. Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Giving, United Five Crusade. And Tom, let's go all the way back north to Maryland. And Tina. Tina, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I want to talk about myself. I have major issues, and I've been listening to your different programs on I don't know where to start and what to take, so I thought if I could.
Okay, well, first of all, how much do you weigh?
I weigh 175 pounds, and I'm 4'11 or 5 feet, somewhere right.
Okay, 4'11 to 5 feet. Okay, you're 75 pounds overweight.
Okay.
Okay, so you need to lose, like 40% of your body weight here, okay? So that's a problem. Okay, what else you got?
Well, actually, I have issues. I'm pre-diabetic. I have osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, and then I have, of course, cancer. So
okay, What type of cancer?
Well, I don't know yet. What is the?
Whoa. Why do you say you have cancer when you don't know what type it is? I mean, who diagnosed you with cancer?
Well, see, I see two doctors. I see somebody they call it multiple myeloma. I've been seeing a cancer doctor for that.
How long?
For 2 years.
Okay. Now, multiple myeloma, if he's not been treating you for multiple myeloma, you'll be dead in 6 months, okay?
Yeah.
And there is a thing called myeloma. Wait a minute.
Sorry.
A thing called myelosclerosis, can also be called myelofibrosis, where the bone marrow is actually filling up with connective tissue, and you get anemic because the connective tissue is squeezing out the red blood cells, and you have bleeding because it's squeezing out the cells that make platelets and so forth. And so I would get another opinion. I would have your slides or whatever they're using to diagnose it to the pathologist at the school, the medical school there in Maryland, and have them look at it and give you an opinion on what it is, because I don't believe they're correct, okay? They are way off here, okay? So let's go with what we know here. Ms. Brandy, what would you do for a 175-pound lady who's got some negative changes going on one way or another in her bone marrow? She's got prediabetes, and she's got arthritis and fibromyalgia. We got to go quick here.
Yes, sir. I would go with two of the healthy bone and joint packs. I would clean up the diet. I would also add on some Immortalium for to stimulate the stem cell growth. With let's see what else. Pre-diabetic, sweeties. Add the sweeties.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And so, yeah, that's where we need to go here. Let's stay away from all the bad foods, no fried food, no processed meats, oils, or gluten. And I would lay off the Immortalium until we find out if there's cancer there or not.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, let's wait until we find out. But I don't believe it's cancer. Let's just lay off here. That you, if it's what I'm suggesting, myelofibrosis, myelosclerosis, you're exactly right. The Immortalium would be exactly perfect, but we don't know. I want that extra opinion from the medical school pathology department, because they don't make any more money regardless of what they call it. Whereas a private pathologist in a hospital, he makes more money, and his golf buddy makes more money when they diagnose pre-cancer. It just doesn't make sense to me. And so I would get that second opinion. In the meantime, you can do all the things that Ms. Brandy said, two healthy brand heart packs per month. These sweeties, I go ahead and take three of those twice a day, two bottles a month. I would also get a hold of the glucogel, so you can take 15 of those a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner time. And I think that's going to cover everything we need to cover until we find out the exact diagnosis of what's going on in your bone marrow. But if they're saying it's bone marrow cancer, pre-multiple myeloma, I think it's myelosclerosis or myelofibrosis, which is a manifestation of really severe osteoporosis. Okay? And then what would you give her for the weight loss, Ms. Brandy?
I would do the Rev Protein, the new Rev Protein Weight Management Program.
Okay, yeah, the Rev. Drop her full on your tongue, 3 minutes for each meal. Leave it absorb. And then also the Keto Caramel Shake and the Keto Caramel Knee Replacer. Give us a call when you find out the other opinion. Okay, Ms. Brandy, super job as usual. Thank you so much, Tom. Super superlative job. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
The preceding program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-1010.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.